the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
The joy in our story was a birth announcement. And we've had a few of those recently at Belmont's, and they bring us lots of joy, don't they? We're really excited to hear when a new baby's been born. But this was no ordinary birth announcement. This was a birth announcement, I can't even say it, announcement that would bring great joy to all people. Because this baby was no ordinary baby. But how does a baby wrapped in cloths in a feeding trough bring great joy to all people? Well, I think the angels give us a bit of a clue in verse 10, because this was no ordinary baby. Today, the Saviour has been born. He is our Saviour. Now, in our world that's often dark, where sin and death often steal our joy, we need a Saviour. Where we've got fear, we need a Saviour who can bring us joy. Where there's pain or sorrow, we need a Saviour who brings us comfort, rescue, and victory. There is great joy for all the people because the Saviour has been born. And not only that, back in verse 10, those angels tell us that this baby is the Messiah. That's God's promised one, the chosen one, the anointed one. And this reminds us that our God is a God who keeps his promises. What great joy we can have remembering Jesus at Christmas. He is the God who keeps his promises. And it may be like Isaiah and the other prophets, we don't see those promises fulfilled. But we can know and trust because we know Jesus was born and he grew up and he died and he on the cross and he rose again. We know that God keeps his promises. So this Christmas, there is great joy for us because the Messiah has been born. And the angels didn't stop there. The Saviour was born, the Messiah was born, the Lord has been born. So if you're struggling with joy this Christmas, remember that Jesus is Saviour, Messiah, and Lord. He is the King above all kings. He rules over this world, and we can have him as our Lord ourselves. So this Christmas, why not think about where your joy comes from? Is it from the chocolates, or can it be from Jesus, whose light never fades, never goes out? Jesus, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born. So we're going to stand and we're going to sing together about glory. Is that right, Ruth? We're going to sing Ding Dong? So we're going to sing glory in itself. It's glory in the heavens. We're going to take time now to praise God for who he is and that he gives us great joy. So let's stand and sing together. So we've been learning about joy, real, true joy from Jesus. And we're now going to look at what that looks like. What is joy for? Well, I think it's for three things in these verses that we've read. Verse 14 tells us of the angels singing glory to God in the highest. And we've just sang that, haven't we? When we have true joy through Jesus, it spills out in joy. We will want to share that joy and we want to sing God's praises. So this Christmas, take time to remember the true joy of Jesus and take time to give God glory. I also think in verse 17 that joy is for sharing. In our reading, the shepherds didn't just stay at the manger worshipping Jesus, although they could have. They left. They could have started a world tour and told everyone across the world, but they didn't. Verse 17 says, they went and they told the people around them about what happened. They didn't keep it to themselves. And in verse 20, I think it says that joy is for every day. Those shepherds who went and told people had to go back to their flocks. In verse 20, it says they went back to their flocks but carried on praising Jesus. We have everyday things that we need to get on with, but our joy can come into that. But what does your everyday look like? I don't know if many of you are looking after flocks of sheep, but maybe your day is filled with mundane tasks, bills to pay, too much homework, friends or family to look after. What if your everyday involves worrying, involves grief or fear, stress, tiredness, sadness, illness? What if that's your everyday? How do you bring God's joy into that everyday? Well, I think Jesus' joy is so powerful, it never fades, that his joy can even be in those difficult everyday situations. And I personally have found this quote really helpful. It says, "Joy seems hard to capture. It's more than happiness. It's the deep and abiding presence of contentment, peace, and pleasure. We find true joy in Jesus. So rejoice, but not without tears of grief and pain, but with joy rooted in God's rule of love that is never overcome." So whether tomorrow or even today your day looks like that child with joy about her presence, whether your day is filled with that kind of joy, or whether it's a joy with fear and worry, joy is still present. Jesus is still present with us, and we can rejoice, we can give him glory, we can share it, and we can bring it into every day. So tomorrow, when you open your presents, remember that God gave us the greatest gift of Jesus at Christmas time. And through him, in all circumstances, we can have true joy.